Hello and welcome back to Chanda's show. So like I promised, like in this part of my podcast, we are going to be talking about government support, how the government has helped the tourism site Heights to Greater Heights, or how what it can do like to actually make the citizens interested in these places to encourage tourism in Uganda so that we can get to enjoy all those beautiful advantages. So first, I'm going to let my visitors introduce themselves to you. So please, ladies, go on.
Hi again, it's me, Sonia Tukuzo. I am the chairperson of Team Tourism Uganda, and I'm here to tell you how the government can or is supporting the tourism sector.
Once again, it's me, Lapina, here with the Team Back again to tell me how the government is supporting and has encouraged the tourism sector to keep moving. Okay, that's interesting. So I'd like to start with you, Madam General Secretary. So could you please briefly tell us about what the government has or can do to dominate or help hype the tourism sector of Uganda?
Through infrastructure development, the government can construct hotels and provide to these tourist places by constructing good roads to these tourist places, which attract the tourists to come to this place.
Okay, so I think that's something we've already done, like to most of the tourism places. Because the roads are really smooth, we get to see the hotels, all the medical places. So that is really nice. So I think that will encourage people to visit more. Like it's one of the things I think is even attractive for foreign tourists. So I think it should do so to the local tourists. So, Madam Rahim, could you please tell us something else the government has or can do?
The government can enhance and develop public transit. The government can construct better roads to these residential popular tourist attractions where these tourists have to tour and see that, oh my God, this road is so nice. I can live there.
Okay, I think that's something we don't think actually done to 100%, but I know they're trying. No, our government's not that perfect. So, because most of the public transport means, you know, they are like, you know, so many people like overloading and that, but the government has tried to control it and they are doing a really good job of constructing and controlling like traffic. So, yeah, that's a clap to them. So, Madam Vice President, could you please tell us something out of about the government support?
Well, out of my view, they also like providing education and training to these some of the locals, because for tourism, you don't need to just go there and just be a tourist guide. You need to be hospitable. You need to have language skills, because foreigners come from their homeland not knowing, let's say, the common language here in Uganda is English. Someone can come from German and they don't know how to speak English. So you must be a bit linguistic to be able to communicate to these foreigners.
Okay, so that makes so much sense, like to my ears, because I know sometimes people can speak English and, you know, you can speak it like everyone can speak English, like duh. But then not everyone speaks English. Someone can come, you know, from, I don't know, Soroti, all those places, and they can't choose English, but they are really ready to tour the place. Because it's not that everyone who doesn't know English is literate, they're just literate in their own language. So through linguistics, like, oh, what you may like to call it, I think they can, you know, help dominate the sector. So could you please tell us something else they can do?
Well, the community, like, community engagement. Like the locals who still like around the areas of the game parks you mentioned in our talk, they can engage in the tourism sector by giving their ideas or more skills or like into like tourism. So at least it increases them to actually join the tourism sector, which helps in the development of the country. This will at least create awareness to more of the other local tourists.
Okay, so I really witnessed that, like, for example, in Bwindi Impenetrable Game Park, the Batwa people, they are there to do their culture dances all their culture stuff, and it's really, really entertaining. So I think the Batwa people have done a really good job at engaging in tourism. So I think they also encourage people to visit Windy Impenetrable Gemba. So, Madam General Secretary, like, back to you. What else do you have to say about government support?
What I have to say again is that the government can invest in this tourism sector. The government can come in and be like, let me construct better roads. Let me take these animals to better game parks where they can live, and these tourists can come and tour them when they are in better places.
Okay, that really is interesting, because some of these animals are like out there in the forest, and you know they are endangered, like with all these poachers, the hunters. So when the government comes in and collects those animals and takes them to places like Lake Ngorongoro, Queen Elizabeth, and like name it, all those other game reserves, I think it will be such an interesting thing for the government to do, because through that we get more animals like to see, so it makes it really enjoyable. So that was a good one there, Madam Rahim. So Rahim, what else do you have to say about this government support?
The government can also market and promote international games. The government can promote advertisements in which these tourism sites can be, people can go on websites and see these tourism game parks that they're in Uganda. Oh, I can tour these places. Let me go there, because they're on the internet and the government is trying to market it at a very high.
Okay, that really makes me sense, because the other day I was busy browsing on the web, and then on Google, that's where I saw this advert of the different game parks. Can you imagine, like, they charge Ugandan citizens and East African citizens like lower than they charge the foreigners. So I think that actually makes people want to go there, because they are getting favors in their only country, because we are also people. So then next we are going to Sonia, and she's going to give us our final point about government support. So Madam Vice President, what do you have to say?
Well, the government, it can adopt a comprehensive and community-oriented approach. Government can create an environment that not only attracts tourists, but also benefits the local population and ensures sustainable development. As we say, the Batwa, they do their cultural dances in like the Dwindi Impenetrable Game Park, which attracts tourists. So by encouraging these local tourists to actually visit and actually participate in these tourist sites, this will help to develop this tourism sector, whereby it will bring in more revenue, which will help the government actually develop more infrastructure, whereby people will actually start enjoying the economy. Okay, like the economy will develop more, and your stay in one of the game parks will be one of the most enjoyable stays you have ever had.
Okay, so I hope the government has listened to that, because these were really good points, and so some of them they've already done. So thank you so much. So to the government, like the financial sector, the tourism sector, but then also thank you to our young ladies from Uganda tourism team. So I hope I say the name right, but I think it's Uganda, what team tourism Uganda, something like that. So I hope I say the name right. So thank you so much for coming here to educate my listeners about the tourism. So thank you so much, like it's been such a pleasure talking to you. I hope you gain, and I hope some of you are going to go and visit these places in the December holiday. Let me let my visitors say goodbye to you so that I can say my final words.
Well, thank you for listening to me, my dear audience. It's been a great and wonderful experience talking to you all. I hope that you actually go and visit these tourist sites instead of just sitting at home and watching it on TV. Please, just go to tourist sites. It brings more experience, adventure. You actually kill all the boredom. So, thank you for listening. Have a nice day.
So, actually, it was fun talking to you about these tourism sites, the advantages and how the government can support you. So, let me hope you'll be able to visit these tourism places, especially the locals. because we have been creating awareness to these locals to visit these places. Praying that you visit these places. Bye.
You know, when someone teaches you something, you have to get the lesson. You're not just supposed to end by listening. Do the act. Go visit these places. Trust me, they'll add something to your life. I think even it helps in enhancing and expanding your imagination, because you really get to see these things on TV. When you see them with your own eyes, it really helps. So I hope you've gotten to know about the tourism site we have recommended. I'm sure, I trust my lady, you've recommended something, if it's that. And I hope you've had all those benefits, what you gain when you visit these places, and also the government support that the government has done, and what else it should improve on, or what it can do to help enhance and dominate the tourism part of Uganda. So you guys, this was the last segment of my podcast, and I hope you enjoyed learning more about tourism. I hope this has changed your mind and changed your approach to tourism. Thank you so much for tuning in to Chanda's podcast. See you next time, and hope you enjoy your holidays. Goodbye.